flyover state of film was shot in front of a live studio audience.
What is going on, everybody?
Did you fart? Were you farting before?
TJ, I like your glasses. They fit your face very nicely.
Aren't they just the Dahmer ones?
No, these aren't the Dahmer ones. Can we just leave that part out? Hey,
this is the real beginning.
From all ages, you are back with another episode of Flyover State of Film, and with you
as best tenant.
I'm the problem. It's me, TJ. Brian, Joe, Yusef, T-Swift, love y'all. Shout out to anyone who got tickets to the concert.
I think, regardless of the movie, we probably should make the thumbnail all Taylor Swift for clicks.
Also, Yusef, every keyword, just T-Swift, Taylor Swift, Taylor.
Ticket sale, Ticketmaster, scam,
22.
Conspiracy.
Shout out. Also,
musical Jake Gyllenhaal.
Boys, how are we feeling?
Pretty good.
I'm sleepy.
You're sleepy. You're a sleepy episode. It's nice
and
raining.
I'm a sleepy boy.
It's nice and raining in New Jersey. I'm feeling cozy.
You need like a cup of cocoa that you're constantly like, ooh, blowing on and then sipping out of.
It never gets to the right temperature.
I need you to go get leave this program for a minute and go get your shawl when you're doing that wrapping.
A bunch of a big comforter, big down comforter. Get wrapped up. Get all cozied up.
Grab it. Just
be like a kid on a Zoom call for school and just fall asleep on the Zoom during the teacher's
lesson.
That
would happen to me. I fell asleep in class, so why wouldn't I have fallen asleep on the Zoom?
Oh, it happened to my cousin during peak pandemic. He was like, I had to stay on. This kid was just napping in his bed. And he was like, I wasn't allowed to close the laptop till they were all off.
That's amazing.
He was an art teacher, and I was like, that's the funniest shit. He goes, yeah, I didn't care.
He's just napping in his bed.
All right, so I feel like movie news is pretty always stagnant. Although I don't, this only bothered me. So the Hollywood Reporter put out a all Marvel movies ranked, and they from worst to best, and they did not just the MCU. They did things like
all Marvel movies, which I'm sure they missed a couple. I guarantee
they missed Constantine.
The Big Hero Six.
Constantine's DC. That's not Marvel.
Is Joe? I know you made a list. I didn't know Big Hero 6 was like a Marvel.
Yeah, it's a.
Okay. Joe lost all credibility. Man.
I lost all credibility.
You can't fucking talk shit anymore. He's
so
like Constantine.
They even included the shittiest Fantastic Four that assholes will try to tell you is a good movie, but it's not.
It's better than the first Jessica Alba one.
Yes, it's not.
Not as good as Blade Trilogy.
So
Blade, I stand for Blade Trinity because Parker Posey and Triple H make Blade Trinity a watchable movie.
So I only bring this list up because there's lists every day, and
also
I think Hollywood Reporter. You know, it's a
Natasha Lyonne is in it. I'm still talking about it. Natasha Lyonne is in it.
Is this your pick for who's picked? Who picks next? Brian's gonna pick Blade Trinity.
Is this my pick today?
I think.
Yeah, I think so.
We might have to do a trivia or something. See how long
Blade Trinity is like the ultimate bisexual movie.
You have
Jessica Alba, you have Ryan Reynolds.
No, it's Jessica Biel in that one.
Jessica Biel, and then you have Wesley Snipes just being Wesley Snipes. Like bisexuals are
It's ranking of this here, by the way. Just forward. It's
Isn't Patton Oswalt in it's 56. Blade Trinity?
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah. And Natasha Lyonne.
Right? Yeah.
All right. So
Patton Oswalt was pretty good in that.
So
my
actual rant of this though is the laziness of this list.
She
it's
is,
not the
she's
order.
She's the daughter of
he's just waking up.
You look like a ball sack. You look like you have foreskin over you with that blanket on. Can you peel it back and we can rub your head like a clit?
As I say, it looks like a chode, right? Yeah. Like his little head going.
If we're gonna spend this much time on Blade training, we also have to shout out Dominic. Don't know his last name, but from Prison Break, also later.
Damn, oh, he's Dracula, right?
Yeah, he plays Dracula in that.
Super sexual, also. You know what I mean? Yeah. What
is true? He was Jason. He's got his armor. He's got that really sexy armor that he wears. That's like he looks like a character from a Todd McFarlane comic. He's got like the one big shoulder blade. So yeah.
All right, Joe. Go.
No, because the minute I start talking, you guys are just gonna
you guys are just gonna talk about Blade Trinity again.
No, I only saying this is so we've all put lists together, right? And this is the only list I've ever. This is the only fucking list I've ever seen. So this is the top 10. It goes at 9. X-Men.
Where does Blade Trinity fall in that list?
56.
And like then, the end sequence felt like a WWE video game.
I have one thought. I'm just trying to get it out.
Just trying to get it. Come on.
They put fucking the movies back to back. That's my thing. How lazy are you? You go X-Men and then number 8, you're like, X-Men 2.
Oh, yeah. And, X-Men, and also, X-Men 2 is more than one rung above X-Men.
And it happens multiple times on this fucking list where they were like, I don't know.
You know, honestly, if you're going to do that, what you do is cheat and you put at number 9, X-Men and X-Men 2. And then, if you're going to put them right next to each other like
21.
That, you give them one slot.
21, Deadpool. 20, Deadpool 2.
So I know you gave us a chore to look at this list or at least read it. I didn't.
It's fine. Do you want to guess what the top three is?
I was going to say, can you give me the top three and just see, watch my facial
reaction? Sure.
Constantine.
I would also like to react.
At three, I'll give you the top five then. At five, Captain America, Winter Soldier. At four, Iron Man. At three, Black Panther.
The first Black Panther.
Yes.
Yeah.
At two, Spider-Man 2.
What the fuck?
At one, the Avengers.
Honestly, I don't think that top five is that bad.
Do you know where Infinity War and Endgame fall?
Where?
I gotta scroll. That's how high.
Did they
it's
put
up.
Them back and back to back?
They didn't. Infinity War is 31, and Endgame is like 36.
Oh. That's pretty low for
Eternals
those.
Eternals beats it.
Oh, that's real bad. That's terrible. But I'm sure there's a lot of junk on this list, but I don't think that top five is indefensible.
No,
I think that top five is fair.
Fine. I don't have a my point of this is because you put this out and there's write-ups, it was just lazy and it got me riled up. And I'm like, it's a perfect topic for our show.
You tweeted it to me. Howard the Duck is 69.
Yeah.
That's cool though, because of the number. You know what I mean?
I think they did that. It feels like an on purpose type
thing. Yes. 70, I've never even heard of the Man Thing movie.
I've seen that. I've actually watched that Man Thing movie.
Talk about it. That's about it.
So, Lawnmower Man director. So, that's 70. 69 is Captain America.
Oh, the one with the guy who keeps getting a tummy ache and having people pull over and he steals their car.
Yeah.
That's a terrible movie, but that's a hilarious thing that they do in that
when
movie.
I made that, when I made that tier thing, when I originally wrote it out and didn't show up, I put bad movies that are fun should be on a list. Because there's like a good dozen of them on this.
Yeah, I would agree. There's movies that are pretty bad, yeah. I was surprised how many of those I was putting in the bad category, but
I just want to jump in
here. More bad than good.
Yeah, definitely.
Give me your top three. Maybe? E.T.?
Oh, I do have my tiered list here.
Seth.
Yeah. The tier was good because you didn't have to rank anything.
Top three. Give me your top three.
Blade, Trinity, Blade 2, Blade 1.
Blade 2, it did make my elite category, I won't lie. If I had to pick my three favorites, I like Infinity War better than Endgame, so I would put that one on there probably. hard not to put First Avenger on there, and I love Civil War too. Like Captain America trilogy is so strong.
Yeah, for me it's Winter Soldier, Spider-Man 2, and Ragnarok probably.
Yeah.
Blade 2's so good.
Blade 2's good. I'll tell you what's a good one that I don't think gets enough play. I think Days of Future Past is good.
So that's why, you know, in the chat.
I know you said you make that stupid face every time.
In the chat, I was like, I was like, don't ignore that one because my first tweet and list, Days of Future Past and bad because I forgot to move it.
Was Logan on any of these lists?
Yeah, yeah. Logan's in there.
Okay, obviously no one.
I put that in good, I think.
Yeah, it wasn't good. It wasn't great for me.
See, I didn't have a great. Yeah, you had a great. I only had elite, good, average, bad, and trash.
So. Trash. Now, trash. All the Fantastic Four movies, actually, are in trash. There's not a good one in the bunch.
I got Rise of the Silver Surfer up into bad, I think.
Spider-Man, The Amazing Spider-Man 2 is just... You can't convince me there's good things in that movie. Spider-Man 3...
See, a lot of those I didn't like. I didn't get, like, it's funny. I bet there's people who would look at mine and be mad that I said, like, things like Captain America or, like, Captain Marvel and Deadpool 2 are bad, but then be mad that I also said Amazing Spider-Man 2 is bad because it's not bad. That's not bad enough. You know what I mean? They get mad at me both ways.
Yeah. I don't know. Our fans, yeah,
your bad category. Frick.
So, having said that, all of these motion pictures were adapted.
From comic books, you say?
From comic books.
Oh, that's what you're doing.
So, just in general, because we're covering Super Mario Bros.
That's a transition. Topic,
which is a video game. I want to ask the guys, what are some failed adaptations that you want to talk about? And it could be from comics, to video games, to books.
First, I'd like to shout out the 10,000 podcasts that exist that are called Bad Adaptations. Shout out to all you super creative guys out there.
Or, you know, I've been seeing pop up movies that, like, what if movies, like movies that could have been.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like failed film productions.
Yeah.
And it's like, how many times can we talk about the Shrek with Chris Farley?
Right, right. Oh, did you know that Eric Stoltz was originally in Back to the Future? That's a new one. That's a new thing that I just heard about. Thank goodness you made a 4-hour video about it. Yeah, adaptations. What's funny is, like, we've talked about some really good ones. Like, we've talked about, like, David Fincher adapts books really well. We, you know, we've praised how he adapts.
Gone Girl. I mean.
And even ones, like, that surpass the thing they're adapted from. Like, Jaws. The book Jaws kind of sucks ass. But...
Damn by me.
Yusuf.
That book was rough. Jaws was rough.
You got a failed adaptation you want to bring this energy to?
Yes, The Last Airbender.
Oh, one of the worst. One of the worst of all time.
M. Night Shyamalan. I'm not going to do the Chumalama because that's also played out.
That's racism, baby.
Be original. Say his name. M. Night S. So, the series is fucking great, man. I like the series. It's
we
funny.
We watched that
it has good action. It's very well paced. It's a classic hero's journey. And M. Night just took that story and decided to just fucking take a huge ass dump on the source material and film it in the most lethargic, boring, low energy, dimly lit,
poorly acted
way possible. Like, I don't think there's any way that he could have shot it to make it even more boring than it was. Like, it was
flat
truly
and bland
an incredible
and
feat by
it was him. Also just like
Jesse Pinkman. What's that guy's name? That was a star, right?
No, it was Dave Patel.
Dev. Kid from Slumdog Millionaire.
He played he was like the bad guy in it.
He was the only real name in it. There's a kid. One of the kids, I think the kid who plays Asaka, was in Twilight, but that's not a...
Yeah, no. It was him.
It was also so poorly casted, and like...
Yeah, one of the bad guys was the guy from, the Jon Stewart, The Daily Show. He was one of the correspondents. I was like,
oh my god, you're right.
Who's the fuck? Why is this one of the bad guys? What the fuck is happening?
Spider-Man 2. The pizza delivery boss in Spider-Man 2.
Oh yeah, okay, I know who you're talking about.
I remember we finished watching all of Avatar and we were like, it was the best thing ever. And then we're like, this is gonna be bad, but maybe we'll enjoy it. And we watched that fucking movie as we're like ending the series, like so bad it's good reward. No, it's just a bummer.
And it feels like somebody's like making fun of it. You know? Like you're watching the actual product and it feels like somebody like slow down the rocks when they're shooting the rocks on purpose just to make a gif or to make a video making fun of the movie. But it's like legit the fucking movie. Like this is what's happening in the movie.
All series, Aang, the character, the lead character, the Avatar, his name is Aang. That movie comes out. They call him fucking Aang. Because M. Night was like, well, it's more like historically accurate. It's a fantasy movie.
Yeah.
There's no historical accuracy.
It's more historically accurate about the people who have magic powers and ride on big flying dogs or whatever.
I do like that he switched the races. He's like, you know what? They're not going to be Asian people or Eskimos. It's going to be Indians. We're the bad guys in this movie. Like, all the Indians are going to be bad guys. I was like, all right. I like it. We don't see that every day, so at least you did something creative.
He is from Pennsylvania.
No, he's
from Philly.
He's from. I'm not gonna make a joke. It could be edited and it could be misconstrued.
No. If anyone's gonna make the joke, you can. So
no, I can't. I'm not Rob Schneider. I cannot multi-cross.
You can do it.
No.
I stick to my race.
Let me piggyback on what Yusef was saying for a second, and just like,
you know, I don't like know you say that.
There's like an element of it that I want to pull out because of what I was gonna say. Part of what the problem is like, you have this beautiful long-running series that is like contest time to tell a story, and then they're like, now here's a 2-hour movie, and we're gonna try and cram like as much of that in as we can and not do any of it well. And that's part of the problem with basically all modern video game adaptation movies. Your Assassin's Creed, your Uncharted, your Tomb Raiders, they're already a cinematic experience.
Yeah.
And then to try to like, they're actually cutting it down and taking out the part that makes it so much fun, which is like putting you in the driver's seat. Now you're set back from something you've already basically experienced, because most of the people who see this movie are fans of the games.
And they give you like the highlights. Like, I remember, I think it was the Tomb Raider one, when she was like jumping through their airplane, I think it was. I remember a specific like the crumbling sequence.
Plane wing or whatever.
Yeah, or when she's in the water, and I remember those sequences in the game being like, oh fuck, this is such a fun, well-designed action sequence. And then you see it, and they just shit it all over. Like, it's just, they can't even make
it. Or they just replicate it in a bland, boring way where exactly, you're just like, that's it's what we already boring. Saw. What are you showing me here? Yeah. Like,
or they do,
and they're hoping that, like, oh, well, but your grandma didn't play the game, so maybe she'll want to see this movie. But grandma doesn't want to see this shit. Like,
or they do the right way with Sonic when he's in the water and you get the music from the level and all that, where it's like, it's done perfectly. But also, when they do it to where Sonic has the animated angle to it, kind of like Roger Rabbit and all those other things, shot Bob Hoskins, talk about that in a minute. Like, if it's a real life game, Assassin's Creed, Tomb Raider, etc., like you just said, they just never get it right. Like, I was thinking about like GTA, we were talking about that game because everyone's playing different versions right now in the group. Free Guy kind of takes that GTA type of video.
Yeah, there's definitely elements there for sure. Yeah. Like a GTA Fortnite hybrid kind of.
So like, even if we think about the guy just brought up, Jesse Pinkman, I don't know his name, or like Aaron Paul, right?
Yeah, he did Need for Speed.
Need for Speed shit. Like, it just doesn't work. When
you know what was a really bad one that like I feel like is lost in time is fucking Prince of Persia.
Oh yeah. And everyone makes fun of the white tea thing, but like that's just
Hollywood.
Like, yeah, that's what it is. And
but also, what about, remember Max Payne?
Yeah.
Mark Wahlberg did Max Payne.
Oof. And that was
I was actually excited for that movie because I was like,
because Max Payne game kicks ass.
Like, yeah. That was a PS2 game that was like, well, it was one of the first PS2 games I remember being like, this is like, it was cinematic too. So you're like a Max Payne game.
And they really had the bullet time thing kind of right at the time the Matrix came out, mm-hmm. like, or right after. And before all the other games had got it out, like, they were, like, the first ones to really nail it. So it was really dope. It felt like a really gritty, nasty noir. I remember, like, the dream sequences of that where you're following the sound of your dead, crying baby on a path of, like, trail of blood. It's very disturbing.
It was, like, one of the more, like, adult games.
Like, three games, right?
For
PS2. I don't think I ever played the third one.
It,
what if that's available on 360?
It came, so the game came out in 2001, it looks like.
Which one?
And the movie came out in 2008.
Which is
so long after the game's success.
What game movie were talking
about? Well, that's like the movies take too long. That's too, they can never strike while the iron's hot.
I mean,
like the Angry Birds movie came out and honestly was a fairly solid kids movie, but it came out like 4 years too late.
Like, I mean, even speaking of something like that, like that Last of Us adaptation that HBO has been crawling to do, I think it's going to finally come out next year.
Yeah,
that game is like, you could just watch the cutscenes as a movie.
That game is a fucking movie.
And satisfying.
Like, so, but Last everyone, of Us, yeah.
But so, like
that game is a full on movie.
Yeah. I just know this TV show is gonna feel boring.
Yeah, but it has Pedro Pascal, man, and you rarely see Pedro Pascal
and Ianna Mormont.
Yeah, I mean, what's even the last thing he was in except four or five shows that came out today?
I'm excited to see his face.
I didn't realize that. I'll watch it. But that's just video games. That's the hardest one to adapt, right?
Like, well, it's like they missed their window of adapting simple video game. Obviously, we're going to talk about it later, but like, and now they can't keep up with what a video game can do. They need to leave it alone and let video games be their own medium and stop trying to adapt that. It's just it's a lost cause. You can't, because even when you do it well, you still can't capture what is fun and special about a video game like that.
Like, I like that what we're talking about now is almost started with Super Mario Bros. Was the first video game adaptation. And it started off like a bad omen of like, they did this wrong once, and for the rest of time, no one's gonna get it right unless you do an original property like Free Guy, or like, I mean, I guess Sonic is the first. Sonic's the first one to really nail it, but they just didn't try to mimic a game. They were like, let's make the characters fun.
Yeah,
yeah, like
they almost fucked it up. Like, we wouldn't be talking about Sonic if that first design came out.
Oh, that was a smart change.
Yeah, I'm sure we have tweets somewhere dunking on that thing.
Yeah, it's ugly as hell. What else? Who else? Who's next? Oh, I did have one more, just real quick. In the height of the superhero, like the golden age of superheroes coming out, my favorite superheroes were about to get an adaptation. I was so excited. And then the fucking Inhumans TV show came out. And holy crap, it is like an unwatchable turd. So, like, in the midst of Marvel, like, doing a great job adapting all this stuff I love from my childhood, the one that I was like, oh, cool, they're actually so crazy that they got around to that. So, see, I thought it was obscure. I thought it would never happen. I was like, it might as well have never happened because it sucked shit.
Yeah, but Brian, you saw Black Bolt and he has such an awesome death. And
I mean, I liked seeing him in that, and that was fun. I was happy for it. It doesn't redeem
that thing.
It, but I was happy.
I was going to make this big joke about, like, does anyone see Give It to Die Trying and 50 Cent's book, From Pieces to Weight and this whole thing, but as I think about it, I'm very upset about a movie that came out recently about a video game that is probably my favorite video game of all time, horror. But, like, I'm not even talking about building stuff. I'm talking about something that got me so hyped and so excited that I even blinded myself the first time I watched it. I was like, oh, this is fucking great. It's just the game. Rewatch it again. It is the worst thing ever. It's Resident Evil, Welcome to Raccoon City.
It's on Stars or something, isn't it? I can't watch it.
It's unwatchable, but like, as we were just talking about, like, Last of Us, the video game itself is a movie. I used to go to my buddy's house when I was about, like, 12, 13 years old and watch him play.
Resident Evil 3.
Was that?
I would watch my friend play Resident Evil 3.
Just watch like a movie. Resident Evil 2 is my favorite video game of all time. This is what Raccoon City 1 is based off of. Like, Leon Kennedy, which is a huge character for me, Claire Redfield, like, they tried
to. Well, this was supposed to be like, this isn't that silly Resident Evil. Getting back to, which, by the way, I love those Millie Jovovich Resident Evil movies. Yeah. The schlock, that's some, that top tier schlock. That's so fun.
Was that Netflix one bad that they released?
The show. They did a show. Oh, and yes, horrible. I heard it was bad. I never saw it, though.
It's goddamn off. I think my wife just hit play, and I was like, what the fuck are we watching? This is dog shit.
It looks like the Army of the Dead Zack Snyder one, which is the Resident Evil. So, but even, what I'm saying is, like, because this one, you have the perfect video game movie. If you can beat Resident Evil, I think it's like 2.5 hours of actual gameplay.
I just beat Resident Evil 2 over like the last spring, like the remaster. Like, super fun.
And as much as I would love to see a movie of it, you don't have to, because the
game. Resident Evil 3 is my favorite, one of my favorite games of all time.
Resident Evil 4, The Village, is an amazing game.
Oh, too. Wait.
I just cabra. Played that pretty recently. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Behind you, cabrón.
That's Korea.
It got me so excited because I thought, like, oh, they're going to get the chance. And, like, I had this whole, like, Deadpool type of mindset where, like, it's a no-name guy. A guy who directed, I think, like, a couple music videos and maybe one video game, like, cutscene. And they were like, let's give him the opportunity to do this. And they put it together, and I go, fuck me. It's like, it sucks. So, yeah.
That's a shame.
Yeah. One day
we'll get... What about you, Joe? What do you got? Anything?
I did say Prince of Persia. It was actually my, like,
We did all kind of hang up on video games. Yeah. Anybody else got anything? Else?
I mean, for movies, I remember there was a book, one of the rare books I read. It was Dark Places. It was from the same woman who did wrote Gone Girl.
Okay.
And I believe, and I had to look this up real quick. She wrote the book Dark Places, and it was at the time. It was like right after Gone Girl. And it was this movie about like Trump. It was this book about like her mother's murder and. Like trauma and having a mystery, and the movie's gonna star Charlize Theron. I was like, this would be really good. And the author did the screenplay this time of this one. You know, not and and obviously David Fincher wasn't making the movie.
Right. That's a big part of it.
Just a steaming pile of fucking shit. Like Charlize was like the wrong casting choice. Like and as I normally don't get hung up on, like, I hated the people always were like, the Harry Potter didn't match the book, or like, I hate those. Like, I like my movie to be my movie, and I like my book to be my book.
That's why, like, if I like a movie, I probably won't read the book. So I'm like, I don't necessarily want to experience that version, because I had a thing where I read A Time to Kill and I watched the movie, and even though the movie's good, I got hung up on differences. Even like, the movie's great. That made McConaughey's career. Like, And that was a big one for Sam Jackson too. I hope they did, you know, I hope they deserved that. I hope they burn in hell. That was a huge. And I just remember, like, it wasn't that it was bad or wrong or either of them, but it was like changed my perception of it and kind of like fucked it up a little bit for me. And I couldn't help but think about the book. And I was like, so I don't like to do that. I don't want to cross the streams like that.
I couldn't stand, James and Giant Peach adaptation. Thank you. No, I lost my. Yeah, dude. That adaptation hits poorly.
I would say Roald Dahl has like probably some of the best ones.
Yeah, he's got some solid ones for sure.
You know what I mean? But I'm sorry, Joe.
No, I completely, like, while Brian was talking, I had a thought of an adaptation, and it completely escaped my brain. So we could just move on.
We're killing Joe here. We're just not taking. We're just not respecting him at all.
No,
brutal,
it's all
brutal
good.
Episode for Joe.
It's all good. All
right, let's get to the chopper.
Yeah.
Is that a new topic?
Topic.
Comedy. I'm tired today. And I was lazy today as well. Yesterday, when we were talking about topics, I was like, I'm just gonna Google quotes from Arnie's popular movies, and people are just gonna guess what movie it is. So more than likely, this is gonna be a speed game, since most, if not all, his quotes are pretty fucking popular, and we've established that all of us are pretty big Arnold heads here. I'm just waiting on T, you ready? You good?
All right. So, finishing the quote, name.
I'm going to finish the quote. I'm going to do a bad Arnold accent. I'm going to say, name that movie. You're going to say your name and say the new movie.
No character.
No character, no. Any questions? I think it's pretty fucking straightforward. All right. Can somebody keep track points?
Yeah.
My computer's far away today.
Let me just get some initials down.
So lazy today. Jeez. You sound very low energy. It's not. We need you to be the. You're supposed to be a leader.
I'm not a leader.
All right. You're good. Don't go too fast because I'll have to write down who gets what. All right.
All right. Who's your daddy? And what does he do? Name that movie.
Joe.
Joe.
That is Kindergarten Cop.
That's correct. I'm stalling because my phone froze. There it is. You're a quiet boy compared to me. A quiet boy. Name that movie.
Joe. Twins?
No.
Oh.
TJ.
TJ.
End of Days.
Yeah.
I just watched it before we got.
Sound like the guy who played Viggo the Carpathian in the Mouth of Madness. Where he's like, Johnny boy.
I thought you were saying you're a choir boy.
That's what I'm saying. That's the quote. You're a choir boy.
Oh, I never saw End of Days, so.
It's actually not bad.
I've never met an Arnold I wouldn't watch.
All right. Grab me revenge. And if you do not listen, then go to hell. Something like that. Name Brian. That Brian.
Conan the Barbarian.
Yeah, 111, everybody. 111. All right. I'm going to be surprised if people know this one. I'm just throwing curveballs every now and again. Your levity is good. It relieves tension and the fear of death. I think that's my best Arnold quote so far. My
solid impression.
Name that movie.
Brian.
Joe?
Brian.
It's Terminator 2.
No.
Oh, it's Terminator 3, isn't it?
Terminator 3.
Yeah.
Damn it. I gave it away.
I was going to say Junior.
No, I knew it was a Terminator movie, but I fucked it up.
All right. It's not a tumor. It's not a tumor at all. Name that movie.
Joe.
Ryan.
Joe.
That is Kindergarten Cop.
Yeah.
Two Kindergarten Cop quotes?
I'm going to throw everything at you. It's curveball.
Throwing shit at the wall here. Come on.
Yeah. Those memorable lines from Collateral. Collateral Damage.
Give me the points.
Oh, I have 3. Brian has 1. TJ has 1.
Uh-oh, Joe's running away with it. All right.
Some mute.
Consider that a divorce. Name that movie.
TJ. Brian.
TJ.
Running Man.
Brian.
Oh, Brian.
Total Recall.
Yeah, buddy.
Damn it. I flipped them. Darn.
I'm back in it.
You have to remember something. Everybody pities the weak. Jealousy you have to earn. Name that movie.
Joe.
Joe.
Pumping Iron?
No.
TJ.
TJ.
Conan the Barbarian.
No.
Conan the Destroyer?
No.
Well, Brian gets a guess, right? And then we just call it a wash.
Can I hear the quote again?
Oh, come on.
I mean, I'm the last one.
Fuck, I froze again.
I know a guy who
thinks... I won. No, no, it's over.
No. I'm back. I'm almost there. I got it.
I forgot I still have the Max Payne Wikipedia up to my right, and man, that movie poster is so fucking corny.
Where the fuck did it go? What the fuck?
Oh. Kind of says, let's use those games over, guys.
Dude, this fucking website is dog shit. I'll do one.
Okay, guys, get ready. Get to the chopper.
Okay, you have to remember something. You have to remember something. Everybody, pity's the weak. Jealousy, you have to earn.
I truly don't know. Raw Deal.
True Lies.
No, that's True Lies? I do not remember that line from True Lies.
Yeah, that's when he's talking shit to this guy. All right. Here's Sub-Zero now. Plain Zero. Name that movie.
Joe. Batman and Robin.
No.
Commander.
No.
Is that a movie?
That was an easy one.
Fucking no.
Here's Sub-Zero now. Plain Zero.
Good. Batman and Robin.
Yeah, I think Joe's got it, right? It's Batman and Robin?
It's Running Man.
Oh, I don't know.
And he kills Sub-Zero.
There's no easy quote from Running Man.
No, there's no easy quote. And I've also actually only seen Running Man once. It's one of my blind spots, my Arnold blind spots.
Pretty fucking good.
I mean, again,
it is good. I was very happy once I saw it. I was like, I was kind of mad at myself.
I bought the Blu-ray at a grocery store like 10 years ago, and it's a good find.
I eat green berets for breakfast, and right now I'm very hungry. Name that movie.
Brian.
Fuck.
Brian.
It's Commando.
Yeah.
Alright, Brian and I are Bill tied.
Also kept calling Commando Commander. So
alright, Brian and I are tied. TJ, you have won.
Thanks. Come with me if you want to live. Name that movie.
Joe.
TJ.
Joe
was faster.
Terminator 2.
Or I guess he probably says it in a couple of the Terminator movies, actually.
But that's the one.
No, okay. Exactly.
All right. You want to be a farmer? Here's a couple of acres. Name that movie.
TJ. Last Action Hero.
Yes. I don't know. What's the score? I'm just naming.
Joe's got 4. I've got 3. And TJ's got 2.
Yes. Thank you, Brian.
All right. This is going to be a speed one. So I'm just giving Brian a chance to tie it. Or for Joe to win.
Or TJ.
It has to be a full speed. Like, this is so easy. Everybody knows it, okay? Put the cookie down! Name that movie.
TJ. Giant. Fuck!
TJ jumped the gun and kind of threw me. So I'm gonna say name that movie. TJ's eliminated.
Wow.
Because he jumped the gun. I'm going to say name that movie again and you two can battle it out. Name that movie.
Joe. Ryan.
Joe.
It's Jingle All the Way.
Yeah. All right, Joe won. Joe's the Arnold heads.
I fucked that
whole movie always baffles me because of fucking Phil Hartman looking at a man at Arnold's size and going, yeah, I can fuck with him.
Yeah, but it's all psychiatrical at that point.
Psychiatrical?
I don't really fuck
with him. Psychological.
That's what I said, psychiatrical.
No.
No, it's a word. No, that's a real word.
I know it's as a real word, but it's psychological. It's the same.
Psychiatrical.
No.
Psychiatrical? What?
Squatchroom. All
right, that's... Bob Hoskins. Stop it!
Yeah, but... Yeah, so, TJ. Brian wants to discuss the life and career of Bobby
Hoskins. This is 100% a Brian topic.
Absolutely. I came up with this on my own very smartly, bigly and smartly. So I love Bob Hoskins. We all do. And I just thought, like, why not? We watched maybe not his career highlight today, but but the man has had career highlights. Maybe we just talk about them. I'll say the first one is when he's got no shirt and suspenders in Who Framed Roger Rabbit. That's rad. I think that is thick man representation that I have appreciated my whole life.
That is Bob Hoskins. That is peak Bob Hoskins is Who Framed Roger Rabbit, right?
Yeah, I figured we could just start with Who Framed Roger Rabbit, because who's not going to say it, you know, like...
Is that available to watch anywhere?
I'll just say,
should be on. You would think it'd be on. Meh, it's not a Disney movie though, is it?
It should be, because it's on Honey I Shrunk the Kids. Roger Rabbit shows up.
Oh.
And also something else. He popped up in too.
I think it's in Hulu.
It's on Disney Plus.
Is it on Disney Plus? Okay. I was going to say, I couldn't remember if it was. I know because they had rights to both. I couldn't remember which studio
Disney
actually
Plus
did
has,
it.
Has like. Those studios that are not existent anymore that made all that shit anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
And Touchstone Pictures. We could watch Andre. Yeah. You know what Bob Hoskins wasn't in? Well, Andre, the movie about a seal. You know what we should watch? Andre, the movie about a seal.
Bob Hoskins was in that?
He wasn't.
But we should watch it anyway?
Yeah, it's a Castle Pictures, Touchstone Pictures. You remember all those 90s?
Oh, I know what movie you're talking about. I'm aware.
I don't know why you're talking.
His last movie was Snow White and the Huntsman.
Which is wild. Yeah, he played
I saw that. That was on my list, too. They've cast all the dwarves in that movie are, like, famous English actors. Like, Nick Frost is in it. Mm-hmm. Ian McShane is in it.
Their heads are on, like, CGI'd
right,
onto actual CGI'd little
them
people.
On, they all look like baby Colin Robinson from the last season of What We Do in the Shadows.
That is talking about adaptation. That's a movie that's, like, 60% works, and then, like the rest are like, they had something.
Oh, you're talking about Snow White and the Huntsman?
Yeah.
I actually thought, at the time they were coming out, and I think I still stand by this, they're better than the Hobbit movies. The two Snow White and the Huntsman movies are better than the three Hobbit movies.
It worked. It was just funny because, like, I don't know.
Chris Hemsworth definitely helps with a lot of them.
Yeah. I think they were just, like, serviceable fantasy movies. I don't think they just were anything special.
Okay,
that was also his first movie since Thor, too, where he kind of has, like, more of a human role compared to, like, Thor Ragnarok and the rest of the movies. But I feel like Taika was like, oh, I can see with you, because Nick Frost worked with Taika. And I think two other of the dwarves in the movie were just actual people worked with Taika in other movies, like the Sam Elliott one with him and the kid.
Hunt for the Wilder People.
Yes.
That's a good one.
Movie, stuff like that.
None of them hold a candle to Yusef's favorite movie, though, Thor Love and Thunder.
I liked it.
That fucking movie sucked.
It only made it to bad, not to trash.
I had a nice time with it.
I didn't have a bad time with it. There's lots of movies that I put in the bad category that I had fun with.
You said, I think this is the only movie real on that shit was garbage.
So, I'm glad Brian picked or didn't pick this Bob Hoskins topic, because I've just discovered on IMDb, which I'm going to run to watch, another terrifying adaptation of Pinocchio he did in 2009, where he's Geppetto.
Is that the one with there's two. There's one with Elijah Wood, and there's one with Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
I'll just share. I'll do what we've been doing recently. I will share my screen so you could see.
Yeah, let me see that bad boy.
This,
see that fucked up shit.
Is it gonna put us? I thought it was gonna put us like.
Okay. So it's like is it like a dramatic Pinocchio?
It's a mini series.
I'm so tiny. Look at me in the corner.
But how terrifying is that Pinocchio? And then Bob Hoskins looks like a fucking snack.
Oh, that's from Game of Thrones. That's the really pale kid in the background, not me.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you're not wrong. Hmm. So this is 2009, one season. Pinocchio.
Hey, I liked him in Brazil, if I'm being honest. I know not everybody here liked him.
Oh, yeah, we're talking about him from Brazil, but I bet he was good in it because he's good
He's the shady, part of the duo that's the shady repairman people.
Well, okay. Do any of you remember when we had the Netflix?
And he's pretty good in Hook, too.
We watched Hook.
Oh, again. Yeah.
You remember that?
Nope. Sorry, TJ, what was it?
Do you guys remember we had the Netflix party thing? We watched Hook together. We watched.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Shut up, Bob Hoskins. It's me.
Absolutely.
That's probably his best role outside of Roger Rabbit.
Well, he's got some dramatic work that we're probably just not familiar with. Like, you know, he was classically trained, so I'm sure he's got some movies that we, you know, that we didn't.
Yeah,
that we
I got seen. It right here. I mean, yeah, it looked like a lot of TV pre-80s, right?
Well, like, and also my wife would be mad at me if I didn't mention Mermaids with Cher. That's a big one. Wow. He's great in that. Anybody remember Unleashed with Jet Li?
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm. He plays the bad guy in that one.
He's the one that unleashed him.
Whoa.
Wait.
Whoa.
Really?
You blew my shit right there, because I love that movie, and I never ever put that together. That was him.
Yeah, he's like the guy who trains Jet Li.
He's the one that unleashes him.
He unleashes him, yeah.
And then unleashes
him. Fuck.
He's also wonderful in Made in Manhattan. He's very nice to Jennifer Lopez. And
I remember him in Made in Manhattan. Who he was like, he like worked in the building?
He was the head. What the fuck, man? Why do people remember Bob Hopkins? He was the head. He's the head butler. He like
the same way like Brad Dourif did it. Same
way. I said he worked in the building.
Flipping movies.
No, he ran the building.
Until after you like really know about him. So
he's a chameleon. That's what being a character actor is all about. I wanted to mention one of my favorite underrated Ben Affleck movies, Hollywoodland. He's great in that. He plays Diane Lane's like scary husband that she's like banging Ben Affleck on the side. He's like a rich, scary Hollywood guy.
He was in one episode of Frasier, guys, so he did hit it big.
There's a girl.
Hey, Brian Cox is on Frasier. I mean, come on.
A lot of people are.
Star making.
No, but Scramble yeah, you're X, right. Baby. He's the definition of the character actor right here. I mean, Hook is, I think, the all-timer for me. It's me.
No, it's Roger Rabbit.
Both of them. Roger Rabbit, because it's a bigger role, take the, like, as far as I'm concerned. But, like, he's great as Smee. Though, when he's at the very end, was, what about Smee? Smee's me. I love that bit. He's so good.
He has a good interaction in that with the Glenn Close fucking other person.
The pirate.
The pirate. Glenn
Close pirate.
Yeah, they got a good interaction.
You know what he should have played and he never did? Oh, at least I couldn't find it. He would have been a great Santa Claus.
He wasn't?
Absolutely. He would have been a very good Santa Claus. Yeah.
I thought he was a Santa Claus and Fred Claus.
No, that's Ed Asner.
No, it's not. It's
Ed Asner.
That's Paul Giamatti.
Paul Giamatti.
Ed
Asner's Elf.
Ah, there you go. Okay.
I don't know why. I think I just mixed.
How dare
up
you
now.
Miss those? Misconstrue those two equally good
never,
classic
ever,
movies.
You'll never be on the fucking Schmodown, Brian.
Yeah, you
I only watched Elf.
Guess who still has a show and who doesn't?
That's why you never made it to the big leagues, Brian.
No, Joe nailed that one. That was good. All right, are we gonna move on to?
Yeah. Let's Super Mario it, baby.
Give a synopsis of the films you guys all know about. 1993, Super Mario Brothers. It's the video game. Give a synopsis of the film. We're gonna just probably talk about it.
Does this have a plot? The movie very much has a
very complex plot.
Yeah, okay. The movie arguably has too much plot.
It's just noise.
They fucking took the most simplest decided to create the most complex and over convoluted fucking plot that I've ever seen in a movie. Like, it was just a fucking a plumber
trying to save
a princess. That's all they had to work with, and they just built this fucking universe out of nowhere.
What I love is...
I'm going to give myself... Hold on, Joe. I'm going to give myself 30 seconds. You can. Mm-hmm. I'm wrong.
That's what you... You're used to giving yourself 30 seconds?
Yeah, I got you. Homie. Start it now.
So basically, this movie takes place in New York, essentially.
In Brooklyn.
Daisy is running a dig site, which is also bought out by some big manufacturers and big team bosses, who flood the site. She hires plumbers. The plumbers are the Marios. They come in. They find out that the site was flooded because there's a meteorite site that she found because she's digging up dinosaur bones. They get
Grow 30 seconds, but we'll give you 15 more.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't reach us to fulfillment.
Regardless.
Classic TJ.
And people get sucked in.
Disappointing 30 seconds. We didn't reach the point.
We didn't even get to the climax.
Exactly.
I was about to bust.
Wait. Brian, did you finish? Joe?
Buddy, nobody's didn't even get blue balls. That's how little you teased me.
Help me out here, guys.
It was very bold of you to try to summarize this clusterfuck in 30 seconds. I'll give you that.
What I love about this movie is I love reading the trivia about it and it being like, yeah, we tried to make a dark and gritty adaptation and the studio just changed it on us to be family friendly. That's why it's a mess.
And like, why did you try to make a dark and gritty adaptation?
It reminds me of, I'm stunned to find out this wasn't a canon film. Yeah. And it reminds me
It's got too much set dressing to be a canon film, though.
It reminds me, if you ever read anything about the He-Man Masters of the Universe movie, where if you watch that, the directors were openly like, yeah, we just wanted to make Star Wars. So everything's a really poor Star Wars ripoff, which is like He-Man running around. This is what this feels like. It's like, we wanted to make Mad Max, but well, that's what
I gotta say. This might be a hot take, but I think this would just be like a serviceable, like late '80s, early '90s kind of straight, you know, like sci-fi kids movie. If you just pulled the Mario shit out of it, the problem is Mario. Just leave the weird. Like, just have your weird dinosaur movie about de-evolving and de-evolving humans back into dinosaurs, and leave poor Mario out of it. Just do something else with him.
I just wish, honest to God, that I can. Like, people tell you, like, oh, I want to time travel to kill Hitler, and I was like, cool, but I want to time travel and just sit at the pitch, like when they're like crafting the fucking movie, because the things that they, and it's like, oh, okay, we have the bad guy, so what if he was like a germaphobe? Okay, that's cool. Okay, keep him coming. Okay, so the mirror actually didn't kill the dinosaurs. It sent them to another dimension. The Ice Age. That is like, under Brooklyn. Okay, you know, come on. We're cooking now. It's like, what the fuck are we doing with this fucking movie? And then the king is not dead. The king is not dead. He's a fungus. Okay, but what type of fungus? No, he's all over the city, and he's gonna start helping.
Okay,
Mario.
So fungus mushrooms in Mario have a very specific look, but instead they were like, "No, we're gonna go with the most disgusting thing."
It's fucking flesh.
It looks like hanging flesh everywhere.
The only thing that came from the so obviously, video games, movie. If anyone's ever seen this? Two completely different things. The only thing I noticed in this movie that is anything remotely like each other are the bombs.
I would say there's a couple of sections in the movie. There's like some action scenes that have kind of a platformy vibe to them.
Yeah.
And specifically the thing with Koopa where he's in the bucket above and he's shooting fire down. That feels like an attempt to like Mario-ize something.
So no. Okay, so you're wrong because I wrote down all the things that from the game, specifically from the game. So the classic Mario handshake where they're fingering their hands. That's 100%.
We all remember that from the game.
Yeah. We all remember that in Super Mario World 2, you had to seduce a big black lady to get the key. That's classic game.
Yeah, Big Bertha has always been a big lady in a spiky dress.
It worked for me, actually. The outfit that's a good representation of a Bowser.
And we have Mario's classic catchphrase, "Catch you later, alligator." So, like, all of this stuff deeply ties into the game's lore.
Also,
so I don't know what
there's
the
always a level
about.
In the games where Mario puts on like a yellow zoot suit and goes clubbing. Gotta have that. I'm glad that was fully represented in this movie. Also,
if they put it now, just stay with me here. They put him in the suit, right, with the ears and the raccoon tail, right?
Tanuki suit. Yep.
And we do a straight up like full on. What's it called? Help me out here.
Adaptation.
They go to the desert.
No. What's the sexual kink?
Oh, furries.
Bondage? Furries. We furry them up. We went all over in this entire movie. Let's not forget about furries.
Yeah, like if this movie's version of the Tanuki suit would be like the guy in the dog suit from The Shining. Like, that's what this movie would do with the Tanuki suit.
Can we talk... too, because in Super Mario 3, you go in the booth, go on top of the plants and eat.
Yeah, so he does have the big boots, which I guess could be a representation of, like, but...
Yeah.
And he bounces on the mushrooms, too, which is another thing that, it's like, they did... I do feel like there was an attempt to adapt some things from the game to their weird movie, but, like, clearly their pre-existing idea was what was most important to them.
Yes.
And it's pretty wild that the world itself felt very primitive, right? The cars... overly complicated as well, but the clothes, the atmosphere, everything felt like a shitty... I like the kind of
steampunk vibe.
Shitty Blade Runner. But
if they took the underground from Demolition Man and just like threw some fungus around.
Yeah, they gentrified it a little bit. They gentrified Demolition Man's downtown. But they go to fucking Koopa and he has like this machine that he can evolve, devolve, or set to normal, wrinkle-free, quick dry. Like, it's like such a fucking crazy machine to exist in that world. Why did we add that to this fucking story?
It's also crazy that Yoshi is just a fucking like real looking raptor.
I think the one character that got the short end of the stick was Toad. Like, they just fucked him over.
They immediately made him. And I love the idea that Goombas just became a totally different. They're like, we'll take a name from the game and just slap it on whatever these are. Nothing means anything.
It's weird.
They like to dance. You know that in every game they're like dancing.
The shining star of this movie, though, is.
They did take like the this whole thing is because it's a side scroller. Because all this mushrooms do is go left and right. So it does Dennis make Hopper. Sense that. But
yeah, I am with you, Joe. Dennis Hopper is the shining star.
I think it's Big Bertha.
Well, Big Bertha is a blast. I actually like that scene.
I would agree with you if she got more screen time, in all honesty, because she does steal the scene that she's in.
Oh, the but dancing
Dennis
scene.
Hopper, he gets to be more in it more.
He's fun. Know? It's Hopper. Hysterical to this day. He is doing a Donald Trump, but like in 80s, and it's just mirrors today what we see, and it's like perfect. Like, I wish Dennis Hopper was today so he could just do good SNL version of Donald Trump when they need him.
But like, I was going to say, even the brothers,
We're gonna talk about the brothers, with the 35-year-old age gap.
Not those brothers.
Oh, yep. Sorry.
The ones where they go from like super just fucking henchmen to like when they get.
Actually like this element because one of them is what's his name from Short Circuit.
Thank you.
Yeah. The one that does brown face.
Fisher Stevens. Good.
Yeah,
and then the other guy is the dude from Ferris Bueller who steals his car. Yep. Ferris Bueller.
I was the guy who steals his car. Yeah,
this is America, right? Like that guy. Just like
I grew up. I think I was 21 or 22 years old until I realized that he was an Indian.
Fisher Stevens wasn't an Indian guy.
Yeah, but that was fun.
Literally an episode of Master of None, right?
Yeah.
Let's get into the real juice bit.
Oh, yeah, they did that joke in my surname.
Like, he's watching as a kid Short Circuit 2, and he's like, oh, that's such great representation. And then they get Fisher Stevens, I think. I think he gets Fisher Stevens to talk to in that episode of Master of None.
Let's talk about the brothers. Let's talk about the Marios.
Oh, the very Italian...
I love Bob Hoskins' American accent though. It rules.
It was supposed to be Danny DeVito. And like
that would have been solid too.
Yeah.
Don't hate the casting of Bob Hoskins.
John Leguizamo looks like a Luigi.
John Leguizamo better as an older actor than I do as a younger actor. He's a little too
You didn't
I
enjoy your episode about the pest? Oh, wait. You
I did love Tu Wong Fu.
Deadpool is so good.
We have so many good guys in this.
Yo, this is like, this is the third John.
He's creeping up on Tom Atkins here.
Is this his fourth?
Third.
I feel like there was something else he popped in that we're.
We're gonna have to think about it.
Yeah.
We've done so many movies.
Was he in Lucky Number 11?
The show's gone forever. We have to now do Spawn.
Don't do it to me, Demi.
Fucking round it out.
That was gonna be my adaptation one before.
I love the later in life, like both Bob Hoskins and John Leguizamo got very outspoken about this movie.
Hell
yeah. And they were fucking hammered. Bob Hoskins broke his hand at some point. Apparently you could tell when he's in the cast for half the filming. Everyone on the set's like, yeah, things that were happening are illegal. Like this should not have been, these people should not have been in charge of action set pieces or people, the directors. And to this day, the directors were a married couple and their egos apparently just overshadowed the whole set and couldn't be reasoned with. That to this day, they're like, I made a good movie. They're Tommy Wiseau-ing it basically, being like, what do you mean? It's a cult film now. And, like, it's interesting because, I mean, John Leguizamo rather fucking shoot himself in the face than talk about this movie.
Oh, I bet.
I think Bob Hoskins is the same way, too.
I think I would prefer to watch a version of this movie in where it's just, like, the plumber wars. Like, all the plumbers.
I did like how they made plumbing such a big part of it. They were like, we're really going to lean into jobs the plumbing. In the
city.
I did love how, instead of saying... And I could say it. They're like, oh, they're a bunch of guineas running around. They're like, they're a bunch of plumbers we're looking for.
Yeah. They wanted to say guineas. I agree.
Yeah. They want it to be like, just real, like, heavy, like those wops out here. Like,
well, I mean, I think they made clear that Luigi was adopted, you know, to like kind of cross the this is clearly not an Italian person barrier.
I said I have fun with the John Leguizamo. Like the young John Leguizamo brings a certain energy to a project that
Luigi Mario.
Like I've seen The Pest.
They do so. Like I want to give like a shout out to actually like the suit up as every superhero film should have.
Yeah, sure.
Is like where you do get some of the obviously Brian shirt shout out. They give Bob Hoskins that costume. They give John Leguizamo the opposite with green. But like that whole end scene where they're popping the bombs inside the shoes and jumping across the thing when they're just on the ropes and like this.
Yeah.
It looks like a stage play or like a Disney on Ice thing, which is I love but also hate at the same time. And the go-kart of the cars underneath. But it also all adds to the... Which I wish they would take more advantage of the above ground Mario Adventures like games where this only did like when you go down the tunnel.
Underground subterranean. Yeah, it would have been cool to see like an above ground world that you know, but like you said, covered in mushrooms and shit.
But you might fall into the Street Fighter where you end up like it just looks like the worst fucking thing in the world.
Yeah, that's
I did
true.
Find it fascinating that. Like, despite it being another dimension and another, like, essentially another world, everybody knew what a plumber is. Everybody knew.
Well, piping,
you know, like,
plumbing still exists. They
shit down like, there too, all right? They need pipes.
I know, but it's an entire different dimension. They could have a different word for that profession.
This movie
they're plumbers. They use the same tools. They dress the same. We know exactly what.
Yeah, it
would have
been cool to see him get an interdimensional wrench that was like different than his wrench. You know?
Yeah, and that's like his power. Like, could have changed Mario landscape. Like, imagine if this was a hit and our Mario games reflected this.
Also, we all know that the real way to do a gritty Mario movie is to make all the power ups. He gets drugs when he eats mushrooms. He just like trips his ass off and thinks he's like stomping on Goombas and he's actually like bum kicking the shit out of bums or something.
This movie, as growing up, always reminded me of this episode of Are You Afraid of the Dark, where these kids go to a school where they're feeding, they're being prep to feed a lizard monster.
Nice.
But they're growing eggs underneath, and like it looks like the like the skin that they have the scales underneath the lizard people look like the scales in this. And I was like, the same movie. This is just a school in this Mario world. And then sound defeats them because they can't stand the high pitch frequencies.
The Mars Attacks ending.
Yeah.
I think this movie is like riddled with good good lines. But like we already mentioned him, but Dennis Hopper's delivery of
I like
mud because it's clean.
Dennis Hopper's
and dirty at the same time has to be like in AFI's all-time greatest moments.
This is also the horniest fucking Mario movie you could make.
Oh, it's so weird because I think I've
got a boner.
No, yeah, every
nothing weird I'm, about that.
I'm like, dude, I'm the Hulk. Okay, I'm like the Hulk. I always have a boner. that's my secret.
It's my secret. Always horny.
It was like seeing like the sexy version of Harry Potter's aunt in this movie.
That's what I'm saying. Like.
Oh shit! Fuck. Holy fuck! She's the red. Secretary. Fuck. Yeah. That's wild. Okay. Well, let's end. Okay, boys, hit it.
It's time to rate
the ratings.
Ratings phase. Wow, ratings that was phase.
Realize that, Brian. Sorry.
Yeah. Like I don't. In all honesty, I think like people are rightfully hard on it because it's a terrible adaptation that fails to adapt the spirit or the vibe or the energy of a Mario movie.
Or anything.
But then it's but then there are like weird things that I like about it, and I think like if you had stripped that out and this was just a movie about some regular dudes from New York who fall into a weird dimension and the plot is basically just what the plot is.
Halloween, leave Halloween out, 3 effect.
Okay. Yeah, and you leave out all the Mario stuff, it probably could have been a serviceable, like, late 80s, early 90s sci-fi kind of like a, you know, I don't know what would be comparable, but
Last
I think it would have been all right. I think what
something.
Makes it, yeah, I think what makes people not hate it is that it fucked up a thing they love. So, I would give it like...
Last Starfighter, I think I'm thinking of. Like a...
I'd give it like a 4.5, I think.
Yeah, I'm with
four and
you.
Four and a half little crystals that hang around that I never really figured out what were they were for. I guess you shove it in a bigger rock and that opens the dimension, the portal
yeah,
or something.
Merge the dimension.
It's very well explained, Brian. I don't know.
It's a chip out of the meteor, right? Okay.
Yeah.
And only Daisy can do it.
Did you hear my 30-second explanation?
I did like when the lady from Harry Potter stuck it in and then got splattered against the wall, and then she's just there the rest of the movie. Like, they're having their romantic ending, and then, like, her corpse is just like, like, her skeleton is burned into the wall.
Luigi,
it's pretty rad.
Shout out to Luigi being the most toxic male ever. He's like, yeah, but I told you that I like you. Why do you want to be with your father in your new kingdom and want to explore your feelings?
I just
and...
said I like you.
I like
you,
bro. You want
to come
bro,
back to
come
Brooklyn
on.
And live with a plumber and his brother? His 50-year-old brother?
In a one-bedroom, one-bathroom apartment?
You don't
want
to wait at home and wait for me
those
to,
dudes fully shower at the same, like in the
like
same
shit?
Room. They just like...
Luigi sleeps on that old beaded couch while Mario gets a cot in a bedroom.
Yeah. Well, Mario's been in prison, so he's used to sleep. He actually, like, he's a little, he needs to sleep on a cot. He's not quite right, you know what I mean? He can't get comfortable in a regular bed anymore.
So I am a little nostalgic for this. We had a VHS, like, recorded off of UPN with the commercials in it, and that's what we would watch.
And everything.
Yeah. And that's the one we would watch. And so I'm like right there with Brian. I was going to hit the 4.52, but I'm going to do 4.5. This is my favorite fun fact of a movie of all time. And it is the boots, the flying boots in this movie are the metallic.
The magnetic boots.
The magnetic boots from Face Off that they use in the prison.
Yeah. They got repurposed.
And it is my. It's probably like fun facts and movies. It's probably like a top three of just like, because everyone knows what those boots are for Mario, and if you see Face Off, vice versa, you know what the fucking magnetic
boots are. It's like the way
like
you see the PKE meter from Ghostbusters show up as a bunch of different devices and things. Like the PKE, it's like in Time Cop and shit. It's in a bunch of things.
I wish it was in Tremors.
So I'm right there, 4.5. Like rocket boots. I think that's a perfect score for this. I think I get 1 point to the 5 because I was going to go 4.4, but that little bit of nostalgia, there's some funness that I think propels it there.
Yeah. I think you're right.
I'll jump in where Yusuf goes. I wish this would have been called... I'm going to go. Mario Brothers before it was Super Mario Brothers. Because like Brian said, it's like a nice intro into something you just don't know. And then at the very end when they show up in the elevator and the glug, 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 it could have ended up being like, all right, the next one.
Now they're super. Like, yeah. Well,
also, we didn't bring up the stupid...
Sequel bait.
We'll be back.
Bait. Mac and me did it. This movie did it because Daisy shows up with a fucking grenade launcher.
And also, they feel like they've been home like a couple days or something. And she's like, "Oh shit, it's already gone to shit."
That's the Back to the Future. Marty, your kids. Like that's like their whole
Mario thing. Finding his girl, which also is the Stolen Princesses. I don't even know if we talked about that. This movie has so much bullshit going on, and I give it a 4.9. John Leguizamo, Child of the Pest. Everyone watched the Pest episode of this. Wow. Said, yes.
Yeah. who the fuck hired the voiceover guy in the beginning? That was like the wildest voice to open a movie. Screen Junkies. Yeah, it's a Screen Junkies. I used to fuck with this movie a lot when I was a kid, and I legit loved it. I don't think I ever made the connection that it was Mario. Yeah, it's not good, but it's not horrible. It's not great. It's not bad. It borders on good bad, but it doesn't get there.
It teeters the line. It's like, I like to say there's like a good drinking game in some of those movies. This one would be like, we would probably do an hour of it until after the Bertha scene and then call it all right, we're good. Let's go on the next movie.
Insert TJ wrapped around the toilet picture right here. Like this is the movie.
But yeah, I give it like a 3.5 yes. Tiny bombs with the longest match ever made. Like that fucker did not explode for like 5 hours. Yeah,
he walked for a long time. He really like took his time.
He did a half marathon before he fucking exploded. Brian, your pick.
Ooh, well, do we have enough time? I got so many picks. I thought we could maybe do a real quick little round of trivia. Winner can pick a. I have some categories, and then
I just want to fall asleep. By
do another fine. small little round.
All right, just quick.
Yeah. Come on! We've been at it for like an hour and a half.
Yeah, let's do it. This is light flyover work.
What animated film? I'm gonna start with this. What animated film features the voices of Pitbull?
Where we're screaming our name.
Just say your name. That's how we always do it, right?
Name that movie, scream
the name. When at the end of the question, I'll say, name that movie. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Fair enough. Then if nobody has any idea, I also have multiple choices, but I'll give you a shot first. What animated film features the voices of Pitbull, Steven Tyler, and Beyonce?
Yusuf.
What is it, Yusuf?
Well, you didn't say name that movie.
Yeah, I forgot. It's okay.
Sing it.
Nope,
TJ.
What was it, TJ?
Sing.
No, it's not Sing.
Joe. The Emoji Movie?
No, it was something called Epic. Anybody remember Epic?
Yeah, I do remember that. That's
the one, the guy with the mic, right?
I know the movie. I know the movie you're talking about. It's very forgettable.
It's very forgettable.
I think it's a magic. I think it's an Illumination movie or a magic movie. It's like... It's George Lucas's studio. It's one of the few movies they put out. Oh,
okay. I think I kind of remember that.
Yeah.
I don't know why anybody would know this. I love this. It feels like this. Who voices Ginormica in Monsters vs. Aliens?
Joe. That is... isn't that Reese Witherspoon?
Yeah. Oh, it is Reese Witherspoon. Yeah, I got one. You know what? That's good enough. I think one right answer is enough to get us to the second part. Joe, I'm going to give you four topics.
Okay.
pick one of these topics. Pick one of these topics.
Okay.
Prestige pseudo-history. Period horror schlock. Original superhero movies. By original, I mean not a DC or a Marvel, like something created for a movie. Mm-hmm. Early flyover sequels. These are sequels to early movies we did in our flyover run.
Early flyover sequels.
Okay, I thought maybe.
Hey, Trinity!
That is such an appealing...
Interesting, right?
I thought so. Like horror schlock, we could do that every week. I'm a full show.
Period horror schlock, which means it takes place, you know, like in the past.
Blade Trinity!
Alright. So, let's get a couple more questions. Let's get a question here. When Barry learns that people are profiting from honey in B movie, who does he sue?
Joe.
I heard Joe.
Ray Liotta?
Okay. Yusef. What are humanity. You going to say, Yusef? Humanity. Technically, the question is the human race, they say here. Ray Liotta is the like head of the company.
Yeah. Yusef gets the question there. I think that's.
All right. 1 point to Yusef. Nope, those ones are too easy.
I mean, I should get 1.5 points for being so generous, but...
No. What city was the Ark of the Covenant found in Raiders of the Lost Ark?
TJ.
Who's that?
TJ.
San Juan.
No. Yusef?
Ponce, Puerto Rico.
No. Do you guys want some multiple choice?
Yes.
All right. The choices are A, Tanis, B, Cairo, C, Jerusalem.
Joe. Cairo.
Yusef.
Nope. What is it, Yusef?
A.
Yep, that's right. Tanis.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's two for Yusef. If you can rack up a third point, probably just let him have it.
Yeah.
Call it a day. Let's see. That's too easy. No.
I love this trivia game that you were bought because it has provided us years of like
it's just terrible. It's awful. Well,
it's all over the place with the level of questions.
Oh, that's the thing. There's so many that are too easy that wouldn't even. There's not a challenge. There's barely even a question there.
Come on, hit me.
I got one. True or false? Halle Berry was the first African American woman to win an Academy Award for Best Actress.
False.
True.
It's true, Joe. You're right.
Because it was Hattie McDaniels, but that was a supporting actress.
That's right.
That's why I thought it was false.
The 2015 movie The Dressmaker, starring Kate Winslet, takes place in which country?
Yusef.
Yeah.
Yusef.
England.
No, sorry, man.
Scotland.
Israel.
Do you guys want... How about some multiple choice?
Yeah, I don't know. I've never heard of this movie.
I know. This is going
to
be...
Oh, I know. Question. United States. She's in New York.
All right. We'll move on to another question out here. What was the name of Patrick Swayze's character in Ghost?
TJ. Tim Allen.
Donnie.
Goddamn son of a bitch. Is it A, Sam, B, Bob, C, Tom?
A, Sam.
Yeah, it's Sam, Joe. Damn, you tied it up, Joe.
Imagine a lead named Donnie. Oh, Donnie, love me.
Donnie.
I could never imagine, like, fucking Patrick Swayze being named Bob. Here comes Bob, and fucking Patrick Swayze shows up.
This
is an easy one. This will be more of a speed round, so you know, get ready. Which actor played the role of God in 2007's Evan Almighty?
Joe.
Yusef.
I heard Joe.
Morgan Freeman.
It's Morgan Freeman. I'm gonna give it to Joe. Let's see what movie he got us from a sequel. This is a sequel to a movie we did a long, long time ago. We are watching Urban Legends Final Cut.
I own it. Great.
Fuck me.
The movie's actually not bad.
Do you guys want to know what the other options were? What?
Blade Trinity, man.
Blade Trinity did not make my list. For TJ, I had Return of Swamp Thing, and for Yousef, Once Upon a Time in Mexico.
No, shout out to everyone who ever watched Flyers to the film. Return of Swamp Thing is our very first episode. So we've already done it.
No, I thought we did regular Swamp Thing.
We did Return of Swamp Thing with Heather Locklear.
Well, we would have done regular Swamp Thing, though, once I figured that out. I'd be like, fine, then we're doing prequel.
God, imagine going back to... We should all implore ourselves at one point to watch that first episode.
Probably not. Really? Yeah. I don't even want to watch this episode.
I've never watched any one of our episodes.
Where can people find you?
Where can they find you? Where
in Columbus, Ohio? You find me on Twitter at Herskillies, just watching it burn down. People are like, oh, where are you going to go for Twitter? Twitter ain't going nowhere. If Elon Musk bottoms it out, some other evil billionaire who knows how to performatively act like socially normal will buy it and start making money off of it again, and probably at a steal of a price. So
too many companies are reliant on it.
Yeah, like it ain't going nowhere. So. Enjoy Twitter. Enjoy the show while Elon fucks around and like wastes more money than any of us will ever see in our lives.
My flyboys in my little corner, which just doesn't affect.
Ain't going nowhere. We ain't going nowhere. We stay strong. Who else? Who's next? Joe, where are you at?
You can find me right here, Flyover State of Fear. I actually have consistent episodes hopefully coming out soon. But there's a whole catalog of it. And Chimedangle 1 tweeting more about movies and shit because it's wintertime.
I am TJ. You guys are on Flyover to the Film YouTube. Shout out. I'll be on the next episode or one of the next episodes, Flyover to the Fear. Talking about The Gate with Joe.
I believe that when I see it.
Mm-hmm. It record. We record it.
It's actually fucking
sure. Again. Yeah, just like they finished filming The New Crow. Sure they did. Yeah. Sure.
But it's gonna mysteriously disappear like City Slickers.
I did download the fucking MP4 if you really can't find it.
Also, we're gonna be starting a new gaming channel, Flyover City Gaming, on Twitch. That'll come out soon.
Is that real? I didn't know that was real.
It's not real till it's real, but yeah, it's real.
There's someone in your closet, Joe.
Oh, you just scared the hell out of me. You scared me. I don't like that.
I mean, I'm just saying.
I don't like you, TJ.
Stop. Bye.
That was a good one.